Hi, I'm Wendy Logis. I'm the executive director of the Missouri State Fair Foundation.
What does the foundation do?
The foundation is a not-for-profit designed to support the Missouri State Fair in preservation, improvement, and education initiatives.
And here we are at the Swine Barn. What does this have to do with the foundation's mission?
The foundation's mission is cultivating the future of agriculture, and with 4,000 swine exhibitors, there's a huge future here in the next generation of agriculture, and we're investing in them.
How did you do it? What's happened to this?
The main focus was to start with our improvements in the heart of the barn, and so we started with a new show ring on the north end last year, so we built a brand new show ring. We put in ADA accessible bleachers because we have a lot of families that come to watch their youth exhibitors and they needed to be handicap accessible. And we added placing pins and we added 40 new show pins. And then this past year we added the second show ring, all new bleachers on the south end and new placing pins and exhibitor pins as well.
What's important about these improvements for the future of the State Fair and of Swine Showmen?
One, it makes, from a strictly facility standpoint, it allows us to continue to attract large venues that will support financially this historic building. It is on the National Historical Register, built in 1927. And from an exhibitor standpoint, again, these youth are the future of agriculture, either as a primary player or as an ag advocate. And so the investment that we're making here will be multi-generational.
Tell me about other investments that the foundation has facilitated through the fairgrounds. What improvements are we seeing?
Okay. So, obviously, we've done a lot here at the Swine Barn. We also put in all new pens and electrical in the sheep barn. We renovated the children's barnyard. We have put in water hydrants in all of the cattle and horse barns. We built MFA Arena, Youth Livestock Arena. And we also are starting on the south side of the Swine Barn with the removal of the groundskeeper residence. We need to put in a new ADA restroom over there and approve some logistical things for safety considerations.
Wendy, I wanted to ask you too, when you come to the show ring here, not only do you have the shiny new bleachers, but you have a sign up here proclaiming Missouri State Fair 2018. Who's responsible?
Who's responsible? Lag Industries from Lamont, Missouri made this sign, the Missouri State Fair sign. They did all of our pins and the show ring. It was really important that we have this sign because, again, tradition would dictate that families have their picture taken in front of the Missouri State Fair with the year showing every single year. It's on Christmas cards, it's Facebook cover photos, and so it was hanging on the front of the old bleachers. When we took the bleachers down, we had to have a new sign, and so that was like a really mission-critical thing that we got that right.
You said that you're more of a facilitator in this respect. How is this money raised? Who actually does this and who gets the money put up?
So for the Swine Barn project particularly, the exhibitors have raised the bulk of the money. I mean, unless there was a donation of Forrest Lucas Oil, Protect the Harvest, donated the bleachers. Ramey Construction donated the concrete. Otherwise, it's been individual exhibitors, whether it was $25 or $3,500, they've been writing checks to support the building that they live and work and raise their families in.
You said that new bleachers were put in. It's interesting, you were telling me what happened to the old bleachers, how they were repurposed and recycled.
Right. In this barn, as across the fairgrounds, family legacy, the sense of history and relationships and community is central to the reason why people come here for 40 years, and multi-generational. And we knew when we took those out that people would have a strong attachment to them because everybody has a story about sleeping under the bleachers or something. So we salvaged the wood, didn't exactly know what to do with it, but wound up cutting it into the shape of Missouri. It's 2-inch pine, they're probably about 12 by 12. And we took a chance and we auctioned off the first one. And then we auctioned another. And so through the course of auctioning off this bleacher wood, we've raised over $70,000 just in just in bleacher wood.
Tell me about the dynamic that goes on in the swine barn and how people feel about each other. What kind of a crowd you see year after year at this facility?
One thing that really struck me when I was looking back through pictures of last year and people who purchased the plaque, in almost every single photo, there was either three or four generations represented. And the people in this barn have been coming here for four generations every single year. Like, if you ask them, they'll say, I've been coming here in this exact same stall, my family, for 37 years. I mean, it's a big deal. They have a great superintendent in J.R. Reed. He's such a cheerleader, and he makes it fun. Yesterday, they had busting of the bags. I mean, so all of the kids put down the shavings. There's blue for FFA side, green for the 4-H side, and it's just such a family, it's such a family atmosphere. And I think that one thing that came to me last year was we were a little surprised by how much money they gave, truly. And I thought, you know what? We shouldn't have been surprised, because family takes care of family. And so that's what people in this barn have been doing for generations, and they just showed it in a different way.